back, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Candace Morgester.
Hey, Candace, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Oh, beautiful Connecticut. Been there
it's
many
cold.
Times. It is. Not as cold as it is here. What do you do in Connecticut?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, who do you teach?
I teach middle school kids science.
Oh, wow. Do you enjoy it?
I love it.
I actually
tell them I listen to Old Fart Radio.
Oh.
And I tell them the stories that I learn on NPR.
Oh.
Old Fart Radio.
I didn't realize you meant us. I thought there was another radio network that I could even enjoy even more. I was excited. There's one for old farts, really?
It's us.
Oh. Candace, it's great to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Candace's topic?
Stick 'em up.
The best things in life are worth working for. The extra best things in life are worth stealing. This week, we read a story of a heist so brilliant, we think the bad guys deserve to keep what they got. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the real one. You will win our prize. Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. You ready to play?
Yeah, I am.
All right. First, let's hear from Mr. Tom Beaudet.
Anthony Cahan, a.k.a. The Doctor, worked months training a ferret to identify and retrieve a reproduction of Tiffany's legacy bracelet and necklace, which sell for a combined $1.3 million. But an experienced thief knows you can't just walk into Tiffany's with a ferret. They've seen that before. You need a distraction. That's where the goose came in. The goose was conditioned with a blackout hood to freak out when confronted with bright light and shiny objects. Feeding it some of his Adderall prescription helped. He is the doctor. Cahan walked into Tiffany's on Fifth Avenue with a white 20-pound hooded goose under his arm, a ferret down his pants, and months of planning were set into motion. As the hood was yanked from the amphetamine-stoked goose, the panicked bird careened throughout the sparkling store, honking like a New York taxi, biting clerks, customers, and security guards while crapping up the posh holiday decor. The ferret, meanwhile, slipped unseen from Cahan's pant leg and slunk along the jewelry cases until he found what he was looking for, dragged the booty back across the floor to Cahan, who scooped him up and calmly walked out. Everything went smoothly but for one flaw in the plan. Unbeknownst to Cahan, the goose had swallowed the empty prescription bottle which bore his name and address. I didn't factor in how stupid the goose was, said Cahan from his holding cell at New York 17th Precinct. I'll never work with a goose again.
A great heist involving a jewel thief, a ferret, and a goose almost goes off perfectly if it weren't for the damned goose. Your next story of an awesome robbery comes from Adam Burke.
In what must be the most challenging mannequin challenge of them all, two wily criminals in England managed to pull off the heist of a lifetime this week by quite literally posing as department store dummies in order to make off with over £10,000 worth of designer clothes. The pair of miscreants, who turned out to be anything but model citizens, masqueraded as mannequins at the trendy Beals clothing store in Worthing, Sussex, in order to perpetrate the crime. Local police, who didn't even get the chance to yell freeze at the culprits, were nonplussed as to how the crooks circumvented the store's sophisticated alarm system. According to a Beals employee, the alarm was, quote, only triggered when they left the store. They probably dressed in clothes identical to those worn by the mannequins and stood there, not moving a muscle till the shop shut and everyone went home. In the end, the sartorial sneaks thieves made off with an expensive array of oilskin jackets and high-end garments. We can only hope that when they got home, the plastic poseurs realized that the clothes always look better in the window display. Until then, the villains remain at large, medium, and ladies petite.
Thieves infiltrate a department store by posing as mannequins. Your last story of a theft worthy of celebrating comes from Roxanne Roberts.
When Santa walked into a Los Angeles Toys R Us on Saturday, manager Jim Cameron was curious, then excited when the jolly old elf showed him a letter from corporate headquarters in Wayne, New Jersey, explaining that the store had been selected for a Santa surprise giveaway. For the next 30 minutes, Santa, accompanied by Cameron in an elf hat, walked through the aisles, pulled toys off the shelves and gave them to a family who happened to be shopping that morning. The family, of course, was thrilled, and Cameron was overwhelmed with hugs and happy tears. It was a great day until Cameron emailed his regional manager about the event. That's when he learned there was no Santa surprise giveaway or letter from headquarters. Cameron had been scammed by a seasonal Robin Hood who gave away almost $10,000 in merchandise. After viewing store surveillance tape, LA police said they believe the same family and Santa hit two other stores in the past month. They issued a description of the main subject, a 6-foot male, 200 pounds, white beard, red suit, who remains at large.
All right. Three stories of crimes of the century. From Tom Baudette, a guy who used a ferret to steal the jewels at Tiffany's and a goose to distract the cops. From Adam Burke, thieves who posed as mannequins, standing very still until the store was empty and they could take what they wanted. Or from Roxanne Roberts, a fake Santa who gave a surprise to a store in Los Angeles. Which of these is the real story of a brilliant heist?
Oh, well, I want to go with the fake Santa because I just do. But I did the mannequin challenge with my kids, so I have to go with the mannequin challenge.
That is ridiculous logic, but it works as well for me as anybody else. So you chose then... Adam's story.
Yes.
We did speak to somebody familiar with the real story to bring you the real answer.
I know, having put people in a store dressed as a mannequin in real life, that you're going to get caught eventually.
Right. That was Charlie Todd. He's founder of Improv Everywhere, who for his own reasons has sent people to pretend to be mannequins. Talking about, in fact, the robbery of the fake mannequins. Congratulations. You did get it right, Candace. Well done. Thank you so much for playing. You have won our prize, Carl Castle's voice, and of course you've earned a point for Adam, just for being truthful. Thank you for playing, Candace.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. The perfect crime.